This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Cynta Aistars. He spots her across the Universal Studios theme park, standing in line for a ride. Right then and there, RJ Fox fell in love. Katya was a 19-year-old Ukrainian girl in the U.S. for a short time. But Fox was determined that they should meet. He joined her on that ride, and they talked for about 20 minutes. A year or so later, Fox went to Ukraine to see Katya again, with a diamond ring in his pocket. Love and Vodka, My Surreal Adventures in Ukraine, is the story of that love and that trip. Fox takes us back to the beginning.
When I was in high school, I had a teacher who really, really inspired me to go into writing, and particularly screenwriting, which is what my passion was at the time. And really, I mean, it still is my passion ultimately. But so I started writing screenplays, and I was writing from, you know, I graduated in high school, class of 95, and then I'm 38 years old now. So the last screenplay I wrote was about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But ever since then, I've been writing prose, because I had a couple screenplays that got optioned to producers in Hollywood, and the options expired, and I kind of was a little devastated, but then at the same time, I decided, hey, why don't I try my hand at prose? And I actually took those scripts and turned them into two books, one of which is Love and Vodka, which is now out, and the second book I just finished, which is still in its fetal stage, I guess you could call it. So it still hasn't really just sitting ready to go out to the world. So yes, I really just, you know, I kind of trained myself to write prose, which made it kind of interesting in the sense that the screenplay was already sort of the whole outline of the book. So I didn't have to kind of start from scratch. And of course, being a memoir, the story was already kind of told in my mind. But then I got to work off the screenplay and add like the meat and the flesh to the skeleton of what, you know, what essentially is a screenplay and turn it into a book. But, you know, it was interesting when I had the producer who wanted to do Love and Vodka, the movie. It took kind of an interesting turn when he had some Asian investors lined up. And suddenly he thought, hey, let's change the studying of this Ukrainian memoir and change it to Asia. And that just,
oh, bizarre.
That just boggled my mind. Because we'd already done a lot of changes to make it less of the true story and more sort of a fictionalized,
yeah,
Hollywoodized approach. And then he wanted to change the whole setting. So it was kind of a blessing in disguise that the option did expire. And I was able to kind of start from scratch.
Trust
again
in the journey. I can't imagine it anywhere else. Some changes I think you have to live with, but others,
right,
I think you're right to resist.
Sure. And especially I consider Ukraine's almost like a character in itself.
Yes.
In the book. And for me I've never been to Asia, so it just wouldn't have made sense. I mean, sure, certain things, you know, the universal appeal of international travel is, you know, there's common experiences, but, you know, very much this book's about the Ukrainian and Russian culture that I experienced.
So give us a little synopsis, RJ, and what is this memoir about?
It's essentially about one particular trip I took, although the book does cover a couple different trips to Ukraine. And the premise is that in March of 2000, I went to, of all places, Hollywood for some screenwriting workshops. And on a cold, rainy day where I didn't have any workshops, I went to Universal Studios. And I was there by myself, and then I saw somebody else who was there by herself. And we kind of ended up on a ride together. I may have sort of followed her onto the ride.
A little bit of stalking going on there.
it didn't feel like stalking, but yeah, it does seem like it when I say it that way. But we rode the ride together and struck up a conversation, got off the ride. We had about 20 minutes. She had about 20 minutes before she had to leave. So I kind of walked her out to the gate. We exchanged info and became pen pals. And then less than a year later, I decided I'm going to go to Ukraine. And by the way, I'm going to take a ring with me.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Cynta Aistars. I'm talking with RJ Fox, who recalls how the experience of traveling in Ukraine changed him and about the widespread distrust he encountered.
The immersive experience of just being in a whole other world with things that just were, you know, for example, out in public, the general distrust people would have towards me as somebody who they knew was not from there. The particular city that it said in Dnipropetrovsk was a closed city during the Soviet Union. In fact, they were the sort of the center of missile building during the Cold War.
Mm-hmm.
So the people, you know, people just weren't used, and this is 2001, so it was still, you know, not too far removed from when the wall had come down. And I think there was still kind of a general distrust. That was something I had never experienced in life before, kind of feeling discriminated. I don't know if that's a fair word to say in this case, but that would be the closest I've felt in my lifetime, that type of feeling. And then just the comical stuff, you know, getting sprayed by bleach by a bathroom attendant who didn't want me to pee in her bushes, or, you know, getting yelled at for taking a picture of a goat, or being led down a rocky road barefoot and stripped down to my underwear because I had too much vodka, and that was how they had to sober me up.
Those are some great scenes.
Now my students are paying attention. They all looked up. So, yeah, I mean, those funny moments, because to me the humor is what, you know, the travel experience and writing about the culture, you know, is important to the book. But to me, if the humor didn't work, the book wouldn't work, because it was more about the humor of me being kind of this out of my element, this fish out of water, trying to figure things out. Kind of like I always compared it to the movie Lost in Translation, where you laugh at the Bill Murray character, you know, learning Japanese culture, or My Big Fat Greek Wedding, you know, where a man marries into a Greek family and all the cultural humor that comes from that.
You know, I think you hit on it, too, when you talk about trust. If you know anything about Soviet history, what these people have had to live through, do you ever trust again? And then I think you must realize that here in this country, we really do trust each other quite a lot. And, you know, opening those windows, there's a scene about how you're staying at someone's home and you keep opening the windows and they keep closing them. I think that comes down to trust.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely plays a part. And that was just something, you know, it was just so strange. I mean, it was so hot and stifling and no air conditioning, but yet they don't trust having their windows open on a hot summer night. And, you know, and one thing I want to clarify is that, or to point out, is even though I mentioned the kind of the distrust out in public, the contrast with the hospitality inside, you know, indoors with the family.
Behind closed
doors,
yeah.
You know, where it's just very celebratory and just one toast after another, and these very poetic, long toasts that, you know, they do over and over again. And, of course, each one with a different shot of vodka that they kind of force upon you. You're considered almost, it's almost an assault to decline.
Food and drink,
contrast. And I think now, like, you know, with the conflict with Russia and Ukraine right now, which obviously was before, or, you know, I did not experience that when I was there on my trips. But, you know, I just feel for the people who are suffering. I mean, it's just awful the what we're going through. And what I find interesting is that where I stayed in eastern Ukraine, it's very much Russian in terms of their culture. They speak predominantly Russian. I never got to experience what many consider to be the real Ukraine, which is western Ukraine, where they speak Ukrainian predominantly, and the customs are slightly different. So in many ways, my experience there was mostly, you could argue, was more of a Russian experience than a Ukrainian one.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with R.J. Fox, the author of Love and Vodka, My Surreal Adventures in Ukraine. Visit WMUK.org to hear our complete interview. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.